from the very bottom of Chesam and Beis, from the bottom line. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Shachat Sipur me'erev Yom Tov, Ein Mechasen Oso B'yantif. If a person shechted a bird on Erev Yantif, you're not allowed to do Kisui Hadam on Yantif. Now, we know that whenever you shecht a chai or an oaf, generally Kisui Hadam is required. The problem is that Kisui Hadam involves malacha. You have to do chorish. You have to dig a hole, take the dirt. So you can't do that malacha of chorish on Yantif. You have to do the Kisui Hadam in advance before Yantif. Then the Gemara says, Gilgil Isa me'erev Yantif, mafrish mimena chalasa biyomtov, avua dishmuel amer afilu gilgil isa me'erev Yantif, ein mafrish mimena chalasa biyantif. Then the Gemara presents a machloka. So let's say a guy needed dough on Erev Yantif. Now the question is, he forgot to do Afreshes Chala on Erev Yantif for whatever reason. And now he wants to know, can he do Afreshes Chala on Yantif itself? So it's Machlokas in the Gemara. According to the Tanakam, according to Rabba, he says that you can do Afreshes Chala on Yantif, whereas Shmuel's father disagrees and says that you cannot do Afreshes Chala on Yantif. What's the issue here exactly? So Afreshes Chala, very much like Afreshes Trumas and Maestros, Midrabanan is considered a form of Tikkun Kli. It's almost like Makkah Bepatish. So that's why Avuah de Shmuel thinks it's usher to do on Yantif, whereas Rabba thinks that it's mutter, basically because Chazal never instituted that takana for Hafreshes Chala, because you're allowed to bake on Yantif. So the Gemara now suggests, Lema pliga de Shmuel ad avua. Let's suggest that Shmuel disagrees with his father. To Amar Shmuel, Chalas chutzal aretz, ochel v'holech v'achar kach mafrish. Shmuel tells us that when it comes to Chalas chutzal aretz, now Chala, the mitzvah of Hafreshes Chala, Meikar Adin, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Even though you would think that Hafreshes Chala doesn't sound like a mitzvah hatzuya ba'aretz, it's dough, it doesn't sound like it's related to agriculture per se, but the Gemara derives from various drushos that Hafreshes Chala kind of gets lumped together with all the other mitzvos atlios ba'aretz, like Shemitah and Trumos and Meisers, etc. So the bottom line is that Hafreshes Chala is considered for these purposes like a mitzvah atlios ba'aretz. So Shmuel tells us that mi d'oraisa there is no chiyuv Hafreshes Chala for dough and chutz la'aretz, but mi d'rabanan there is. So Shmuel tells us, let's say I have chalas chutz la'aretz. I have dough that requires Hafreshes Chala. It happens to be in chutz la'aretz. So Shmuel says that you can go ahead and eat the dough, eat the bread, without doing Hafreshes Afrusha first, as long as you leave a little bit over at the end, you can just do Afrusha at the end. Whereas regular, you know, dough in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, you would absolutely need to do Afrusha's challah before you could eat the dough. When it comes to challah's chutz la'aretz, that is not necessary. In other words, you could eat the dough first and do the Afrusha later. What does this have to do with our discussion here about Afrusha's challah on Yantif? So basically, what the Gemara is assuming is that Afrusha's challah on challah's chutz la'aretz, it's not really tikkun, it's not really makkah b'patish, right? The whole issue that we just noted earlier with doing Afrusha's challah on Yantif is that it's like makkah b'patish. You're rectifying the dough. You're making it edible. You're making it usable. But again, for chalas chutz la'aretz, because there is no chi of hafrasha mido oraisa to begin with, you're not really doing anything, and therefore it should be mutter on yantif. So the Gemara wants to claim that Shmuel is disagreeing with his father in this regard, because again, Shmuel's father told us that you're not allowed to do hafrasha's chala on yantif, whereas Shmuel himself seems to assume that it's okay. To which the Gemara says, no, amar Rava milo modes Shmuel shim kara le'ashim shasur le'zarim. So Rava responds and says that's not true, because Shmuel would agree that if you declared this dough to be challah, once you proclaimed it to be challah, it's going to now be usher for a non-kohen to eat until hafrusha is done. So even for something like challah's chutz la'aretz, it says the Gemara, there is a way to say that there's a real tikkun happening. And if there's a real tikkun happening, then of course it's going to be usher to do the hafrusha's challah on yantif itself. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Beishamai omrim, ein molichen es asula mishovach leshovach aval mateo mechalon lechalon uveisila matirin. Beishamai tell us that you are not allowed to move a ladder from one dovecot to another on Yantif. Again, we'll see in a second the Gemara what the issue is. But what you can do, say Beishamai, is that you can tilt the ladder from one window to another within the same dovecot. Beis Hillel say you can move the ladder itself. You don't even have to tilt it. You can just move the ladder from one dovecot to another. So what's the issue here? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chanan Barami, Machlokes Bereshus Harabim. De Beishamai Savre, Haroa Omer Lahatiach Gago Hutzarech. So it comes to Gemara and clarifies the parameters of this machlokas. According to Rav Chanan, the machlokas Beishamai Beisilel as to whether you're allowed to move a ladder from one dovecot to another on Yantif is only talking about in Rishus Harabim, where Beishamai say that people are going to think that you're going to plaster to paint your roof, which is a malacha. So in order to not confuse people to think that you're doing a malacha, you can't even move the ladder from one dovecot to another. Whereas Beisilel will argue and say, no, that everyone realizes that you're not doing doing malacha from the fact that you're going up to the dove coat. Everyone realizes that you're simply going to get the doves to shech, to eat on Yantif, and therefore there is no issue. But if it's in Rishus Hayachid, where no one can see you, so then even Beis Shammai agree that it's mutter to move the ladder from one dove coat to another. So the Gemara says, Ini, is that really true? There's a famous principle the Gemara develops in several places throughout Chas, which is that whenever Chazal instituted a takana because of Maris Ayin, in other words, don't do activity X, because if you do activity X, people will think that you're doing a forbidden activity. So the parameters of that halacha are such that it's even Asr Bechadri Chadarim, even in your own private room where no one can see you, the halacha still applies. So how could Rav Chanan suggest that in Rishos Hayachid, when no one can see you, that you're allowed to move the ladders from one dove coat to another according to Beis Shammai? Why should that be? So the Gemara says, no. Tanahi Desanya Shotchan Becham Avalo Kenegan Am Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Ostrin. That Nakuda, that point as to whether something instituted for Maris Ayin is even usher in private, is actually a machlokas in the Gemara Maseches Shabbos. The context of the Gemara in Shabbos is discussing a question about whether one is allowed to hang up wet laundry in the sun on Shabbos, because the issue is people think that you did laundry on Shabbos itself. So according to the Tana Kama, he says as long as you don't do it in a public fashion where if people can't see it, that's okay, you just can't do it publicly. But according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, they say even if you do it privately, it's usher. So this question as to whether Maris Ayin even applies in private is actually a machlokas. Something Gemara presents a second version of the same question. Ika da'amre, Amar Rav Chanan Barami, machlokas mirashos hayachin, divei shamay islehu de Rav Yehuda Amarav, uvei sila leislehu de Rav Yehuda Amarav, aval birashos harabim divrei hakol usher. So in the second version, everything is reversed. In this second version, everyone agrees that in rishos harabim, you're certainly not allowed to move a ladder from one dovecote to another. Even Beis Hillel would agree to that. But the machlokas is within rishos hayachin. And basically, the machlokas seems to be whether we subscribe to the statement of Rav Yehuda Amarav that Maris Ayin is usher even in private. So that would seem to assume that Beis Shammai does subscribe to that statement, and Beis Hillel does not. The obvious problem is, asks the Gemara, Lema Rav Domar Ke Beis Shammai. You know, usually we don't like to associate halacha lemaisa Sukkim with Beis Shammai, because we almost never follow Beis Shammai. So to say, in other words, we usually assume the halacha that the Maris Ayin applies even Bechadri Chadarim, so what right do we have to pin this on Beis Shammai? So the Gemara again says, no, Tanaihi Desanya Shotchan Becham Avalo Kenegan Ha'am Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Ostrin. Once again, the Gemara cites this machlokas from Maseches Shabbos, basically saying that this point itself is really subject to a machlokas. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Masnisin Deloki Haitana. Our Mishnah is against the following Tosefta. Desanya, Amr Shimon ben Elazar, Modin Beis Shammai uveSilel, Shemolichen es Asula Mishovach leShovach, Lo Nechluku Ela LaHachzir. Shebeis Shammai Omrim Ein Machazirin, uveSilel Omrim Af Machazirin. According to the Tosefta, the parameters of the Machlokas Beis Shammai and beSilel are very different than what we had thought initially. Because according to the Tosefta, in other words, even Beis Shammai agree that you're allowed to move a ladder from one dovecote to another. The Machlokas only is, can I bring the ladder back to the original dovecote? That's the Machlokas according to the Tosefta. So the Gemara qualifies. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, now Rabbi Yehuda introduces a new factor here, which is that this machlokes in the Tosefta as to whether you can bring the ladder back to the original dovecote, that's only if you're dealing with a dovecote specific ladder. It's a ladder that's designated for use to climb up to the dovecote to get the doves to shecht on Yantif. But let's say you're using what's called a sulam shel aliyah, literally an attic ladder, meaning it's like a multi-purpose, multifunctional ladder that has other uses that people might actually think that you're doing malacha with, that you're not necessarily going up to just procure some doves from the dovecote, then everyone agrees that it's usher to bring it back to the original dovecote, even Beis Hillel. And then the Gemara clarifies further, Rabbi Dosa Omer, Mateu mechalon lechalon, Achirim Omer Mishum Rabbi Dosa af medadimbo. Then there was two versions of Rabbi Dosa. So the simple version of Rabbi Dosa was that even though you're not allowed to take that sulam shel aliyah, that multifunctional ladder, but what you can do is that you can tilt it from one window to another within the same dovecote, similar to what we saw in the Mishnah. And then there was another version of Rabbi Dosa, Achirim, in the name of Rabbi Dosa, claimed that not only can you tilt the ladder from one window to another, you can even kind of shuffle the legs of the ladder and push it along, even to another dovecote. Okay, so now the Gemara has a story that's related to this Pesach. B'nei Rabbi Chiya, Nafuk L'Kiryas, Rabbi Chiya's sons went out to the village, went out to the city, Ki Asu Amar Luavon, Klum Ma'isa Ba'liyadchem. So when they came back, their father, Rabbi Chiya, asked them, did any Shaila come your way that you had to address? So Amar Lu, they said, Sulam Ba'liyadchem. v'hitarnu. This shaila regarding moving a ladder on Yontif came up, and we said that it's mutter. So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Chiya said to them, tzu'uv asru mashi hitartem. He said, go back to those people and tell them that that which you just permitted is actually asr. What was the issue here? In husavur midaka Amar Rabbi Yehuda besulam shalaliyah lo plige michlal desana kama savar plige velohi Rabbi Yehuda taime desana kama kama farish. The Gemara says that Rabbi Chiya's sons were under a misapprehension. They thought that from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda was the one who presented this qualification in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that everybody agrees, that both, that even Beis Hillel agree, that a sulam shel aliyah, that a multifunctional ladder is usher to move. They figured, oh, that was only Rabbi Yehuda's version of events, but the Tanna Kamma presumably would disagree and say that there's even a machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding a sulam shel aliyah. Now, typically, we would possibly like the Tanna Kamma, the Chachamim, over Rabbi Yehuda, and also, if the Tanna Kamma's version would have been correct, we would have also followed Beis Hillel's version of the Tanna Kamma over Beis Shammai, which would basically translate to mean that even this multifunctional ladder, this sulam shel aliyah, would have been mutter to move to a dovecote. The problem, however, was is that Rabbi Chiya's son's assessment was incorrect, and then Rabbi Chiya explained to them that Rabbi Yehuda was simply clarifying the Tanna Kamma's position. He wasn't disagreeing. There was no machlokas here, and therefore the maskana, it's actually going to be usher even according to Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know that that's the case? Midekatani molichen es sulam mishovach leshovach. The Mishnah told us that the case was where you're moving the ladder from one dovecote to another. The isal kedaitach besulam shel aliyah plige. And if you're going to argue that the machlokas, in other words, that there was some phantom machlokas between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda regarding this multifunctional ladder, hay molichen es sulam mishovach leshovach, molichen es sulam lishovach mibayle. Then the Mishnah textually was inaccurate. Instead of the Mishnah saying that you're moving the ladder from one dovecote to another, the Mishnah should have simply said that you're moving the ladder to the dovecote, and that would have gotten the point across that you're dealing with a multifunctional ladder. So the Gemara says, you're right. El alav hachi ka'amar shel shovach in shel aliyah lo. Obviously, what the Mishnah meant to highlight was that only the dovecote-specific ladder is mutter to move around. That's what Beis Hillel say, that you're allowed to move. But the multifunctional ladder that people might think you're using for malacha, even Beis Hillel would agree that that's a problem. So the question, of course, is v'idach, how do the sons of Rabbi Chiya respond? What was their response to this? Mi katani sulam shel shovach, mi shovach l'shovach katani va'afilu l'chame shovchin. To which the sons of Rabbi Chiya would simply respond and say that the Mishnah never said that the ladder with which we're dealing is a dovecote-specific ladder. It simply said that you're moving a ladder from one dovecote to another, but it never specified what type of ladder you were using. So you could make the argument that the Mishnah was talking about a sulam shel aliyah, a multifunctional ladder that was being moved from one dovecote to another. So again, there are two potential ways to still read this Mishnah. Then the Gemara presents another version of the story. Ika da'amrei, amrulo hitui sulam shel aliyah bol yadenu v'hitarnu. In the second version of the story, Rabbi Chiya's sons paskin not about moving a ladder from one dovecote to another, but rather simply tilting the ladder, let's say, from one window to another. But again, they were dealing with that multifunctional ladder again. So Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Chiya again said to them, tzu'uv asru mashi hitartem, go and tell those people that you paskin for that what you said was incorrect and that really it's asr. So in husavur, ma'idika asr. Again, they were under the misapprehension that which the Tanna Kamma, in this case Rabbi Yehuda, forbade, namely moving the sulam shel aliyah. Tilting the sulam shel aliyah. So Rabbi Dosa thought that was permissible to at least tilt even the multifunctional ladder, just to tilt it from one window to another. But in reality, it was the opposite. That which the Tanna Kamma permitted, in other words, that which Rabbi Yehuda said was okay, namely to move the sulam shel shovach, the dovecote specific ladder, that's what Rabbi Dosa forbade. So at the end of the second version, the only case in which Rabbi Dosa allows you to do anything is a dovecote specific ladder and to tilt it. So it's a very, very minimalistic view of the case in the second version, according to Rabbi Dosa. Okay, then we said in the Mishnah, Avo Mateo Mechalon Lechalon. Again, the Mishnah presented a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where Beis Hillel say that you can move the ladder from one dovecote to another. Again, we got all the details in the previous Gemara as to what kind of ladder that was, and Beis Shammai say that you can't move it at all. So the Gemara points out, Alma gabe simchas yontif, b'shami l'chumra v'sil l'kula. It's apparent from this Mishnah that in the context of simchas yontif, again, the whole point of this case of the guy climbing the ladder to the dovecote is to get doves to shech to eat on yontif. So that's a simchas yontif issue. So the fact that b'shami is forbidding you from moving the ladder and b'sil is permitting you would lead us to believe that b'shami is very machmir. In other words, despite the fact that this is a simchas yontif issue, you still can't do this because people are going to think that you're doing malacha, whereas b'sil is very makil in the face of simchas yontif. shutif. The problem with that is Urimini Hashochi Chayav Opium to Peshama Omrim Yachbor Bedekar Viachase, Uve Sil Omrim Lo Yeshkot Ela Imken Hayolo Offer Muchan Miba Odiom. That this seems to fly in the face of our Mishnah back on Dav Bezim and Alf, the opening Mishnah of the Masechta, where the Mishnah was talking about a guy who shechted a chaya or an oaf on Yantif, where again, Kisui Hadam typically is required when you shecht a chaya or an oaf. So the question is, how are you supposed to do that on Yantif when Kisui Hadam, as we noted earlier, involves Malacha? So Beshamay say, not a problem, just take a shovel, you know, dig the dirt, do Kisui Hadam, it's totally fine. Beisila say that you're not allowed to do that unless you had the dirt set aside from before Yantif, because it's going to be a mukta issue otherwise. So you see that in the Mishnah on Dav Beis, Beis Hillel is very machmir in the face of Simchas Yantif and Beshamay is Mekel, which seems to be the exact opposite of what we just pointed out from the Mishnah on the previous Amud. To which the Gemara says, you're right, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlefes Hashita, you have to reverse the opinion. So apparently in our Mishnah, it actually is reversed, where Beis Hillel is the one who say that it's actually usher to move the ladder, and Beis Shammai say that it's mutter. So the Gemara says, how do you know that? Mimai, Dilma ad kan lo ka'amri Beis Shammai hasam, elahecha de iko deker notes, avalhecha de leko deker notes, lo. One could argue that back on that Beis, perhaps Beis Shammai only allow you to do Kisui Hadam if the shovel was already inserted into the dirt from before Yantif, because at least there you can make the argument that the dirt is not mukta, that it's clear that you were intending beforehand to use the dirt for Kisui Hadam, because for Haraya, there's a shovel stuck in the ground beforehand. V'inami, on the other hand, ad kan lo ka'amri Beis Hillel hacha, ela deshovcho mochiach alav, aval hasam lo. On the other hand, you can argue for our Mishnah here on Daf Tes, where Beis Hillel can make the argument that the only reason why you're allowed to climb that ladder to procure the doves is because, again, everyone knows that you're not doing malacha, because they could see the dovecote right there, so they realize that you're not going to do malacha. But it could very well be that back on Dav Beis, in the case of Kisui Hadam, where it's not apparent that you're not, you know, trying to do malacha, perhaps Beis Hillel would say that it's usher. So maybe we could split between the two Mishnayos. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ela Ikashya Hakashya. Rather, the question was formulated based on the Mishnah really on tomorrow's Daf. Beis Shammai Omrim Lo Yitol Ela Imke Na'anea Mibod Yom Uve Silal Omrim Omid Va'omer Zev Zani Notel. So on tomorrow's Daf, the Mishnah again has another machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, again related to the question of about getting the doves. So the question is one allowed to simply go and get the doves on Yantif in terms of a mukta issue? So Beis Shammai say that the only way that you can go and procure those doves on Yantif is if you did a physical action before Yantif. So if you picked up the doves and you shook the doves, or you did some kind of action like that, basically designating them to be used on Yantif, then they're no longer mukta. Whereas Beis Hillel say that's insufficient. I'm sorry. Beis Hillel say that you don't have to shake the doves. All you have to do is make a verbal declaration and say, I'm setting aside these doves for Yantif, and that's good enough to override the mukta issue. So what do you see from your Alma Gabi Simchas Yantif, Beis Shammai L'chumro Beis Hillel L'kula, Uriminia Shochichayev Of Yantif. So again, you see from the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf that Beis Shammai is the one who's machmir and Beis Hillel is mekel regarding Simchas Yantif, and yet again, that seems to fly in the face of the Mishnah on Daf Beis. So once again, the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlefes Hashita." Again, you have to reverse the opinions. So the Gemara says, "How do you know that?" Vidil Malohi Ad Kan Lo Amri Beis Shammai Elahicha Deika Deker Notes Aval Hicha Deika Deker Notes Lo. So again, like we said earlier, maybe Beis Shammai only allowed you to do Kisui Adam in the Mishnah on Daf Beis where the shovel was already inserted into the ground, because again, it was there beforehand, so it's no longer mukta. Inami ad kan lo ka'amri Beis Hillel hacha ela kevan de muktzahu ba'omid va'omer zevezani notel sag yavol hasam lo. On the other hand, you can argue that in the case of the doves and on the Mishnah on Dav Yud, so again, all you need to override the mukta issue is a verbal declaration. Just say, I'm designating these doves to use on Yantif. Maybe that's sufficient. But who says that in the Mishnah on Dav Beis, when dealing with Kisui Adam, maybe you need a real action. Maybe you have to really set aside the dirt from beforehand in order to use for Kisui Adam. Okay.